Okay, Swan's Lookout.
Yes, staying on the river. You know, this follows the media release from the city. Just, and it's interesting. I was listening to another radio station late last night, and they mentioned this as well. During the lowering of the river that we all know about, and it's great to see it filling back up again with this rain, six swans went missing. And we have been feeding swans during the lowering because they frequently, you see the swan's butt in the air, they're dappling, which means that they're down, you know, searching for food, you know, grasses, etc. So we've been feeding them and monitoring their health. But through the, and we know as well that sometimes swans do navigate up the tributary, the Avon tributary, and they navigate to other spots. Last spring, this spring when I walked out one morning, there were two swans crossing our property off to the another pond. Most walk, and they walk faster than what you believe, and some do fly. So recently, Quinn reported that we're missing six. We put out the press release. One has been identified. We're still missing five. And we're not sure of the scenario, right? We're hoping there's been no signs of foul play. But with feeding them, you make them more comfortable around people. And so what we're doing is asking our residents to see if a swan is in their area that's not typically there, and to call the city number, which is 519-271-0250, and call extension 5246, and that'll get you directly connected with Quinn and his crew so that hopefully we can identify the last five and locate them.
Okay, well, thank you for that. And I guess on that note, Martin, you know, you talk about the rain filling the Avon River. I haven't been Riverside. Is the gravel pit filling into the Avon River? Is that still a go, or where are we with that?
Right now, it's not. Okay. It is. We're believing that without impacting. It's interesting, and I'm glad you asked. I was. Out at the horse show doing the announcing on Sunday, and a number of our local residents, both from in town and out of town, were at the show, and a number approached me and said, we're a little concerned about our wells if you start pumping water out of that pit. And so we are so blessed, and I'm not saying it would impact, but we don't know. I am so happy that we've had this rain, and it'll be up to the Rotary Club to see whether they do pump water. I know there's been multiple conversations, but that's a concern from, if I could say, the other side of the fence, where, whether it's a well providing water to animals or to local residents in their homes or to small businesses. So right now the city isn't engaged in that. And I think Mother Nature created the situation. We had over 25 millimeters rain in less than a half an hour on that day. I think 45 millimeters of water on that weather event. And I believe Mother Nature's doing her job to try to equalize that.
Okay, but that's where we are currently.
Yes,
with that.
Thank you for that question.
And we have news with the Stratford Festival. You haven't been cast in the upcoming season. What's going on here, Martin?
No, but I'm replacing Anthony Cimolito. Anthony, sorry. News flash. No, nobody can replace him or Anita Gaffney for sure. You know, and talking about good people with the festival, I really appreciate your updates with Ann Schwarzenegger. It's just amazing stuff. And I'm on the board of directors. And so, I want to share, it's a good news story as well. You know, we talk about the attendance rising, and I want to talk about, and I want to talk, just mention as well, the impact once again on our local economy, whether it's gas stations, shops, restaurants, accommodations, you know, the impact both on our culture of our community, but the economic piece as well of the community, on the community. And so we are seeing a steady increase in audience, Canadians for sure, mm-hmm. but also our Americans. We look at this year that the American tourists will make up about 20% of the total audiences. if that's a word. And that's up from 19% from last year. We're creeping towards that 24% of pre-COVID. And so that's a good news story, a really good news story. And so with that, I remind people that, some of the stuff that's going on in the United States, we're not in control of, but certainly those individuals have been our neighbors for a long time and will continue to do so. So I wanted to share that piece. And you know what? Those good numbers just bodes well for as we look at those four extensions, mm-hmm. Of the season. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. That's one piece. The other piece, a huge shout out to Amelia Verrera, who it was involved with the 50 and has been involved with many more times, the 51st annual cricket match between Shaw and Stratford, a score of 157-156 in favor of the hometown. Just a great result. It's amazing the history of cricket in our area. I think the first cricket match was 1858 by newcomers, a lot that came from British background, to the renewal of it through Butch Blake, as he came here, and we'll talk about Butch in a moment. And now with our increased demographic of individuals from Southeast Asia, they're bringing the idea that we want to play more of that in our communities. And we've looked at Battershell Park, and now we're looking at out at Packham Road as a practice facility, but a new piece to our Riverside facility is that new wicket. And it was so neat to see that. I got to bowl and absolutely would have hit a stump had it not been for somebody stopping it. But that's another story. But also a shout out to, as I mentioned, Butch Blake, a famous actor in town, who, like I said, came from England and brought with him not only his acting abilities, but this desire to see cricket back on stage, if I could use that word, in Stratford. So a great day, mm-hmm. A great result. And you know what? And a facility that will be used not only by festival actors and staff, it will be used by our citizens, like, as I mentioned, our families that are coming, continue to come from Southeast Asia.
Yeah, that is absolutely terrific. And more celebrations, in fact.
Yes, and key is celebrations here. Huge congratulations to our Filipino community for an amazing Filipino-Canadian celebration this past Saturday. Joining our Filipino community, we're local residents, Filipinos from the GTA, Brampton, London, Woodstock, Cambridge. Every time I mention a name, a shout would go out. It was a great day of food, entertainment, and great fellowship. I want a shout out to our Filipino community. I forgot the significance they play in the role like nursing in Stratford. Philippines are known for producing excellent nurses and those nurses going abroad, and we are certainly the recipient of that. Seven that I met on that day, they actually were part of a dance team, but they were all seven local nurses, mm-hmm. which is amazing. And they play a huge part in our manufacturing sector, other employment sectors, and small businesses. So certainly, I was proud to be part of that event and proud to be part of that celebration.
And speaking of celebrations, the In Our Hands campaign.
Wow, there you go. On Wednesday, August the 13th was a culminating of a crazy successful campaign. Huge shout out to Cheryl Hunt, Executive Director of the Stratford General Hospital Foundation and In Our Hands campaign. So many amazing people involved on that board. They announced a goal of 31 million plus, surpassing the goal of 30 million. And as we've talked about many times, a large portion go to the new cancer care and chemotherapy unit so people can have those services in town with loved ones at their side, and the new pharmacology unit. A huge thank you to businesses, industry, organizations that contribute, and residents for their Stratford always raises up to a different level when you talk about generosity. You know, it's one of those things where overall it's a demonstration, a statement of people caring for people. And I remind people that the 50-50 continues. I think over $45,000 have already been raised with that that promotion, that opportunity. And already some of those funds are being activated in much needed equipment. So once again, City of Stratford, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
And more celebrations, the Be Belong Become campaign.
Yes, you know, L'Arche Stratford continues its goal towards a $6.2 million rebuild on 426 Britannia. We'll know that location formerly as the Board of Education of Stratford, then became the Board of Education Perth County, and then the last prior to us purchasing it was the Montessori School. As people know, that golf L'Arche had a golf tournament and then a celebration in the barn just last week, and both the golf and the celebration was there to raise money and raise awareness of the great work L'Arche does in our community. I often say that a community is judged by what it does for our most needy, and this is another sign of an amazing community within a community. But they're proud to announce that a total of $14,770 were raised during that event. A huge shout out to Beverly Moranger for sharing her beautiful voice, and our little band and Strings and Traps, who come forward and share their talents for free at a wonderful event. So, and I would be remiss, and they have the AGM, I think it's tonight, I'm at an AGM, I'd be remiss in not thanking staff and volunteers for what they do daily for individuals in our community that need our support.
Absolutely. Some great photos from that day. Lots of smiling faces for sure. Mm-hmm. And we have a new business in downtown Stratford?
Yes. I want to, you know, first and foremost, we have amazing stores in our mall and in our downtown core. You know, it goes back to buying local. Everything that you need can be bought locally here in Stratford, whether it's a Stratford mall and stores within the downtown or beyond. So can't say enough about that. But we do have a new store in our downtown core. Congratulations to Peter and Paul Self. They're twins. And Paula Schnur, owners of Ten Toen Shoe Shop on York Street. Ten Toen. And you mentioned a bit of this morning. If you're going out for a walk with your dog, you're going out for a run, you're going out for a walk, they have the shoes that you need for those activities. They're not a lot of fanfare, but I wanted to shout out as we invite a new retailer in town. Peter and Paul are no strangers. They went to high school in town. Their dad was an amazing running coach. I believe came in from Toronto to be our director of education here in Huron Perth. The twins, I think they still hold running records with the Huron Perth Athletics. And Paula is no slouch herself, two-time Olympiad in 92 and 96. So and I know they didn't want any fanfare, but I had a chance to go down and welcome them, you know. So sorry, guys, but here it is right here. A huge welcome to Stratford. Welcome home, Peter and Paul. And Paula, welcome to you as well.
There you go.
Ten Toen.
There you have it. And gosh, we got Labor Day weekend coming up, and so we're back to school almost.
Yeah,
here.
Isn't that something? And that might be a celebration in itself for some parents and grandparents to go, okay, we're done here. We're dropping the mic.
Most wonderful time of the year.
Thank you. You know, certainly I want to, you know, reach out, and sometimes forget this. There is even though it seems like a long summer, there is a small window for local contractors to do so much in our schools. You know, so much work in our schools. I want to shout out to the contractors. They're still in the schools, and they'll be in the schools until, you know, Saturday for sure. And I know this from past, and then they turn it over to our custodial staff, and they run like crazy to ensure a clean and safe environment for our kids to return to. And so to all the custodial staff in our elementary and secondary, whether it's Huron Perth Catholic or Avon Maitland District or Avon Maitland School Boards, Thank you to our custodial staff. I want to remind, and we had a meeting this week with Constable Darren Fisher, Nathan Bottom from Infrastructure Engineering, and the clerk's office, talking about parking. And I want to remind parents to observe, or people that are dropping off, to observe the parking signs, make it safe, respect the neighbors that have driveways, on those streets. So abide by those lines. Maybe do a little bit more walking, but get, this weekend would be a great opportunity to explore safe drop off and pick up, areas, and it doesn't have to be at the front of the school. It could be two blocks away. And as long as you're safe and they're walking with a group of kids or maybe an older student, I want parents to think about that this weekend, that practice piece. I want to also mention, and I had a meeting with House of Blessing yesterday, and more news to come on that, but a shout out to House of Blessing with their return to school backpack program. Mm-hmm.
Back to school smiling.
Thank you very much for that. A reminder that they're still receiving school supplies that they can put into backpacks so kids can go to school smiling with their own backpack with the supplies they need, just like every other student. So a reminder that they are still building out those school backpacks for K-12. Okay. And a shout out to House of Blessing.
For sure. And we've got just a few more items to wrap things up. International Overdose Awareness Day. Very serious topic.
Very serious topic. And one quote that I recall from my time at AMO is homelessness can create addiction, and addiction can create homelessness. And that kind of formulates, much of our needs in community around drug use and overdose. We do have an important event. It's a somber event this Friday at the City Hall in front of the front steps, where we do the flag piece. And then afterwards, we go into the auditorium and are able to meet with service providers in the auditorium. And then following that, we are going to have a barbecue pulled pork. Jamie, you might want to take this in. Features is going to be in Market Square with a barbecued lunch, pulled pork lunch. And it's all about raising awareness, because we know that overdose do not discriminate. Mm-hmm. Overdose doesn't. It impacts all ages and people from all walks of life. So a huge shout out to the Canadian Mental Health Association, Huron Perth Addiction and Mental Health Services, for their support of the event, and more importantly, their support daily of working with individuals and their families with addiction. And a special shout out to Joe Gladding for his work on this event. It doesn't get done unless we have somebody that champions it, and those organizations champion it, and Joe in particular. So if you get a moment, I believe it's 10:30 Friday morning, come to the front of City Hall. We'll do the flag raising. We'll have a few comments, and then proceed with the activities in the auditorium. Rain or shine, it's going forward. We've double booked the auditorium so that if the barbecue is going on and it's rainy, we can come inside to eat as well.
Okay, well, thank you so much for that. And let's wrap things up with a big event that is coming up for Thursday, September 4th.
Across the Table. And as I shared before, this is something that I've thought about for years and years, and I am proud to be working with the Perth County Federation of Agriculture, OFA, and their group, Ontario Federation of Agriculture, where we are inviting 30 rural couples, 30 urban couples, primarily from Stratford, to come together and talk. Talk about the challenges men and women have in agriculture. Talk about the challenges we have inside our municipal boundaries as well in the city of Stratford. And the theme for me is let's talk more and argue less. And so I look forward to that. I look forward to some dignitaries joining us as well to talk about what they're doing at the provincial level. But I guess the most important part of today, and I want to mention also, so there's going to be drink, food, and great entertainment by Jana LeDuc and her group. Awesome. Jana's going to be on the barge, I believe. That's even right. Today, maybe, but a shout out to Jana.
Thursday.
Thank you very much. Jana played in the barn at our daughter's wedding in 2016, and so she's no stranger to the barn. But we are closing in on our final one or two opportunities for somebody, one of our listeners, and you'll take care of this later on, one of our listeners that can call in and no cost come and be part of that conversation.
All right. Well, let's do that right now. Let's open up the text line. So text the word table, text table to 519-272-1240. We'll take a random texture through. You and a guest could join us for Across the Table Thursday, September 4th at the barn at 75 Kelly's Lane for an amazing evening.
It will be. And I really look forward to the conversation, as I say to people, across the fence. Yeah. You know, when you think about yesteryears in the rural, so many conversations, in the rural setting, so many conversations. Mm-hmm.